recording.
It's recording?
Yep.
Okie dokie. And we're off. Okay, so there's Reasterite. And, so the basic question is, who's Matt? Will you be here yesterday or no? Okay, who else was there? Was there one day yesterday?
Yeah, everyone is here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'll do a quick review anyways, but just good to know. So, the basic thing is that it says, Manas Guna Shavila Masha, which means the Dua. So they should be like a Dua for greatness, so they have to be eating Kedera Chamoachim. I can't eat it. So the question is what does that mean, like King David? So the Gemara in Chulin says that King David with mustard and roasted barbecue with mustard. Sleeve of Chardo. So two, that's a yifti, the going, I didn't matter. But the Gemara in Zochem says, no, the kings eat it however they want it, and therefore the king, the Gemara, the Gemara, eat it however they want it. So it's a stira. Which one is it? Right, so we define this theory. We said is that there's two ways to understand the idea of like kings. One way is to say that the gavra of the kohanim have to do with they eat it in the derech achila of kings, like they're acting like they are kings and they mimic because they go by the derech achila of kings. The achila of the king is to be free to do whatever he wants. So the manner of eating is a free eating. So that's not lawful. The kohanim are not restricted or restrained in any way, but they simply do what they want. And that's the cover of the Guna that is speculated like king. So then they do whatever they want. That's the Gemara and but the Gemara by us implies a different idea. It's not a din in the Derech Achila of the Kohanim, but it's a din that there's like a chatsa of a king's meal. And the king's meal, the Kohanim eating the matanos, they shouldn't eat it like a king's meal. The chatzah of the seudah should mimic the king's meal. Not the way the gavra is knowing towards it, but the objective phenomenon of the meal should be a king's meal. And what happens is that since kings are free to do what they want, in general, the best thing is sliduchadol. Therefore, most kings choose sliduchadol. Therefore, if you had to define a meal, the chatzah of the seudah as a seudah malachim, you'd say it's sliduchadol. Roasted meat with mustard. What he's saying is that the achila of the matana should be an achila of kings, should be in the suda of kings, and it's going to be objective. It's going to be an objective standard. So that's the question. Is it in the death of the gavra of the achila, and it's going to be like subjective how he's eating, that he just should be free? He has the freedom, or is it in that you're creating a meal? Definition of the meal is the suda of malacha. In which case, it's going to be objectified. So it's a stira, right? It can't both be true. I mean, you could have said one or you could have said the other, but the problem is that the two Gemaras contradict which one is the real halacha. So Tosfos answers that it depends. For a normal person, a normal kohen is going to have preferences. And for a person who has preferences, then he goes with his preference. Like a king, whatever he wants, he's free to do what he wants. But if a guy, mommy, has no preference, he doesn't care. Man, it's just as good to have tree and to have shalik and to have gold, whatever. It's all the same to him. He doesn't have a preference. Then he does for the Bible because that, do la yosa, that's even more the derech of greatness. So the question is how do you reconcile these two things? It seems to be the idea of going by the Kohen is a din of the achila, the way he eats. But the din of going by the Tzuchado is going by the objective chesed of the Suda Shavita Sismaka. So how do you combine these two together into one theory? Ram seems to do that. Ram seems to just say, really, I mean, whatever he likes, and let's do Tzuchado. Tzuchadavka. Just means that's what most people like, but the Tosfos is really letting it is dafka, and it depends on the case. So our question is, how do we unify these two parts?
Yeah.
So I guess if you might need to pause it. You know how to do it.
Playing.
Okay. So. So the thing is, maybe it's like this. Maybe it's the third possibility that you guys didn't try it. But. Well, it is an interesting point. Like, I guess, methodologically speaking, I guess, it seems methodologically speaking, there's like three possible ways to go, I would think. One way is to say that it's really like the way we're conceptualizing, you know, the monochrome, that it's like an objective thing. But, if you have a preference, then, you know, then it changes. And, like, you know, we don't go by that. It's just sort of like, kind of like that's what you're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
It's one route. It basically says the real halacha is the objective. But the only thing is, if the guy doesn't have, you know, the guy prefers something, then you don't do that for some reason. And then your goal is to give an answer why. The other route is to say, no, really, the primary halacha is the Gemara's bracha. Really, it's a thing that goes by the gavra, that he's free. The only thing is, if he doesn't care, then we put in the objectives. Which is kind of not like what you're, I see what you're trying to do, but you have to, you know, you have to see if the problem is, how does that fit in? And you shove that into the theory of that it goes by what the guy by the gabra. The third approach is to basically say, no, it's neither of those theories, it's a new third theory, which is, you know, which unifies the two. Right? Those are the three possible ways to go here.
Okay, what's the third way?
But, no, so I would think that in general, you're methodologically, the best approach is to first start with the first two options. And see if you can work them out. Because, you know, to invent the whole new theory, I mean, you have to see if you can do it. But it would just seem to be, in general, simpler, instead of finding a whole new theory, to investigate whether you could work in, you know, whether you could work, you know, go with one of the theories and work in the other, you know. Right? And it seems like it's doing that in the second manner. Just a shot of the thing. Because it basically sounds like the basic halacha is you do what you want. Which is basically the halacha they want to run them. Only thing is, if you have a rare case of a guy that doesn't whatever, then we go right to Sudanizal. So you have to explain, or, you know, how that works. So I'm going to go with that. Okay, try to explain how that works. But I think it's important to lay out the possibilities just in terms of approaching this, you know. And again, I would definitely favor the first two, but if they fail, then I'd say, you know, you gotta be ready to get out of the theory. It's certainly possible. Okay, but I'm gonna go to the second. So what's the idea? And this may touch a little bit on something small that you were talking about yesterday. But basically it is like, the theory of Chulin is that you're trying to do, that is a derech achila. What Marshall means is that it should be done, a derech achila, the thing should be like a derech achila of kings. Okay? A derech achila of kings. Now how do kings eat? How do kings eat? Right? So kings do, it is that they eat how they want. Right? Kings do they eat how they want. That's what they do. They're free. They do what they want. They want, Tzuchazos. They want Pagros. They do Pagros. They do whatever they want, right? But what does a king do when he just doesn't care? What do kings do then? Right? What's like the default menu item for a king if there's no, you know, if they just don't care? Like, look, definitely kings, they say, king, what do you want to have tonight? And I'll say his thing. But if the king just says, I don't care. Right? So what then is the chila problem going to be? I mean, that's just a thing. It's not caring. Sometimes, right, they just don't care. Right? Some people never care, and some people care sometimes, but other times don't care. So what's the derech achila, what is the derech achila of malachim in instances when they don't care? So I'll say that they just leave a huddle. Because since that is, and that's kind of a simple thing to answer, there is such a thing, that's a kingly achila. And kings like to be kingly. more importantly, kings like to be happy and like to have what they want. So if they want something, then they're gonna have what they want. They're not gonna eat something which is disgusting because that's what kings are supposed to do, or something they're not in the mood for because that's what kings are supposed to do. Given that they couldn't care less and they don't have a preference, then they do the chashuva eating. They're kings. They're all kings. They're kings. And kings like to be like kings. So there's a general standard assumption, the standard dish on the menu, if the king doesn't have a preference, it is l'chaydo. So the idea is that the halacha is really the derech achila of malachim, and the derech achila of malachim is whatever they want. That's the gemara's malachim. But our gemara is saying is that the default, insofar as the king doesn't have a preference, there is an achila which is objectively achila malachim. But it's not, we're not doing it because it's objective. We're doing it because that's the derech achila of malachim when they don't have a particular. You can pause it for a moment.
But it's not intrinsically about the chafta that we want to create an objective derech achila. It's a totally different idea from yesterday. The idea, the way we were thinking of slivachardo was trying to create an objective achila called a king's meal. King's meal is slivachardo. That's the way king's meal. It's an objective thing. We're saying no. That's forget that. What we're really doing is, how do kings eat? How do kings eat? They eat, what is the derech in which they eat? We're not trying to make an objective statement, we're just saying, treat them like kings, let them do it the way kings act. How do kings eat? So kings normally go by their own personal preferences. They have preferences and they go by them. But there are some times where kings themselves just don't care. And then you say, how do kings do? So then they do as kings do. They just do the objective thing. But not because they're trying to... Not because halacha is trying to create, not because halacha is trying to create an objective king's meal, because the psychology of a king, that a king wants to live like a king. And if he doesn't have a particular preference, that's the default thing. The palace, they serve, the palace standard menu is the slivachardo, unless the king has preferences. But when the king says, I don't care, that's what they do. So that is how kings eat. So it's a totally different idea of how slivachardo exists. But then that's what Tosa's job is, to show you is that on the Havim, you know, Tosa's kasha is, which theory is it? Is it theory A? Is it theory B? Gemara by us doesn't sound like it's... If you just have our Gemara, it's Slivach Ardal, you'd never know to read it that way. It sounds like Slivach Ardal and sounds like a theory from yesterday, which is that it's just an objective achila of achilas malachim. That's what it sounds like. Now, you'd never say that from our Gemara. You'd never say this is the way to read from our Gemara. And you read that Gemara, it sounds like the has nothing to do with Slivach Ardal. It just totally goes by what the guy wants. And I don't know what, if he doesn't care, I don't know if this doesn't talk about that. So Tosas is saying is you have to put the two Gemaras together, and they're both talking about isolated cases. They're not, neither one of them is really giving you the full theory. It's like the Gemara in Chulin is telling you the normal case. They're free to do whatever they want. The Gemara in by us is telling you, the Gemara in Zvachim is telling you they're free to do whatever they want. The Gemara by us is telling you, in the case where they don't care, so then this is that. And Echal Mel Tzliv, and Echal Mechardel. That's what Chesed is saying. It's a little bit hard. It is a little bit hard. I mean, Tosas is answering that, but I mean, it doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. But look, Tosas knows how long Gemara, he's saying that's legitimate to do. But it's like in the Kimta. Saying this Gemara is like this Gemara is like that. You know, talking about different cases. Which, look, I mean, although it's hard, I mean, Mishnahs do it, Gemaras do it to Mishnahs, Rishonim do it to Gemaras. I mean, it's just the way, you know, they don't spell out everything, and that's, you know. The Rambam, I don't think, is going to have to do that. That's why the Rambam avoids that problem of trying to shove each Gemara into each other. They're just talking about two separate things, which we'll get to. Okay, so maybe like this. The question is, what is the Ran? Because it doesn't seem like the Ran really... It gives us an answer. It seems like the Ran says it goes by what the king wants, what you want. And if you don't want... And most people want Slivach Ardal, but if you don't want, it doesn't seem like he's saying you do Slivach Ardal if you don't want. If you don't care, then you don't care. It seems like the Ran would say, yeah, like Shlomo said, yeah, whatever. Then it doesn't matter. Just a toss-up. Who cares? There's no halacha anymore. Right? So it's a case which the halacha doesn't tell you what to do. He doesn't want it. The derech malachim is to do what they want, and now the king says, I don't want, so whatever. So if that's the case, we have machlokas between Tosas and the Ran. Right? So maybe the idea is like this, is that, what's the derech of malachim? So I'll say, is like, the derech of malachim, they're really two, a king has, there's like two separate derechs within the king. One derech is that he does what he wants. That's like one trend in the way kings work, is they do what they want. They're free. That's the primary trend. But then there's a secondary trend, which is that they do what kings do. You know? So in other words, and that's the way it's working. That's the result. That's to explain dosos. Primary trend is they do what they want, and if they have a want, then they do what they want. But if they don't want, then there's a secondary thing which kings do, is that they act kingly. And when they don't have a particular preference, then they just do they do this other thing. They take on the other method of niyog of kings, which is to act kingly and to do what kings do, and the tzliv charedo, right? And we're saying, as Tosis is saying, since the Kohanim are, so to speak, playing the role of a king, they're acting like a king. So the way they act like a king is that they do what a king does. King does, he does two different things. Two different Nihugim, and depending on the case, he does one or the other. Right? That's what Tosos is looking at. But then you're really saying that the halacha of Lamashka, the Gedula, means, so to speak, pretend you're a king. It's like you're telling the Kohen to actually play king. Okay? And to take on, to pretend like he's a king and to just live through his eyes, so to speak. Do what kings do. Kiderach Malachim. Okay? See, but you could argue, maybe the Ron argues, look, he's not a king. Kings are kings and kings do what kings do. But this is a halacha setting up a derech achila. Okay? In other words, it's setting up a derech achila. A derech achila of malachim. It's true. It's setting up a derech achila, a halacha called an achilas malachim, a derech achilas malachim. Now, this thing which Tosis is saying is not really a derech achila. It's two derech achilas coming together and working themselves out in like a compromise formation. But conceptually, it's like a compound structure. It's not really... The gavra of a king does this derech, and he does that derech, and he gives each one its appropriate place. But it's not really a derech. It's an intersection of two drachim in a compromise formation. They're really, each derech conceptually, they're two separate things. Now, you could say what the Torah is positing, is saying is that a Kohen should eat the matanos kederach malachim. It means it's setting up a conceptual derech of achila of the matanos. And what derech is that? The standard of derech achilas malachim. And what's that? That's whatever he wants. And if he doesn't want, then he doesn't. Then halacha doesn't apply. In other words, if you say that it's just creating a halachic requirement of a derech achilas malachim, so then you can't take two different things. You have to take one thing. And the thing is the standard default derech achilas malachim, which is whatever he wants. But that's the way the Ron's learning. But Tosis is learning, it's not just creating a halachic structure, do this derech achilas malachim. It's saying really the gavra should pretend like he's a king. He should be noeg like a king is noeg. It's not setting up a behavior pattern, but it's setting up like a gavra. And it's saying is, you are like a king. And if you're like a king, then what's your behavior pattern? You take into all the different factors what kings do. If you have a preference, you do this. If you don't have a preference, then you just have tzivu hardal. Kobi Duran's not willing to say that you're playing a king. Duran is saying is it's creating a din of the derech achilas malachim. The gavra should do the derech achilas malachim. But it's one derech achila. It's setting up a halachic structure of derech achilas malachim. And what is that derech achila? Whatever. And what's Sliv Achardo? That's just an accident. Most people are going to end up with that. But it's not a halacha. Similar to say, what's the halacha? Is the halacha is that you should be like a king. When it comes to Matanos, pretend you're a king. Be like a king. The guy, if you know you're like a king. We say no. The halacha is, when you have the Matanos, you should eat it freely. You should eat it in a derech of choice. Why is that chosen? What we're doing is we're creating a halachic din of derech achila. The reason why we're choosing that particular derech, that particular halachic structure, not a different halachic structure, is because we're trying to remodel a king. But in other words, we're not saying the halachic definition is not be a king. The halachic definition is eat it however you want to eat it. Or you could have said eat it sliv achardo. In other words, The king, derech malachim, is the cause of why we're choosing that halachic structure. But it's an independent halachic structure. And it's an independent halachic structure, there's no unification of the two different things. There's only one, what's the structure it's choosing. So it's choosing to eat it freely. Why is that, what's the point of that? Oh, because that's derech malachim. Now but malachim have other things which go on. Yeah, but that's not a halachic structure anymore. Now there's no unification of the halachic structures. But unless you say the halacha is be the gavra of the king, then you'll say, if that's the very halachic formulation, then you could unify both things. But if you say that that's the cause of the formulation, the formulation is do derech achila x, namely, do a free achila. Why? Oh, because the malachim, you know.
Because derech malachim part of the halacha or not?
Yes,
or
is it right. Just the cause of the halacha, right? And if it's just the cause, then the halacha has to be unified as any other halachic definition.
So that is the cause, I mean, just they happen to take only one behavior. You're saying
the main one, the primary one, right?
They happen to take the primary behavior, right. And they created that as the right. Objective halachic right. Way of mimicking.
Right. But if you say the halacha is to be like a king, which is already a harder type of a halacha, to say be like a king, act like a king. Yeah, right. That's king. You could say, look, that's make believe. You're not a king. You're just a guy. You're going. So you could see Torah not liking that. You know, to make that the very definition of the halacha. Okay, fine. Kederach malachim doesn't necessarily mean that you're actually being like a king. It just means you're doing this derech. Why? Oh, it's the derech that malachim do. But it's its own derech, and it's saying as the halacha is eaten in this derech achila. What derech achila? A free derech achila. Because yesterday we were basically looking at it as like that both ways of looking at it were creating a halachic niyak. This is what Tosos is saying. That the havmin of the Gemara, the havmin of Tosos, is that you're creating an objective halacha here. Okay? Objective halacha of the achila. Now, and that objective structure is because of kings. But what are we trying to... What like kings? Are we modeling, creating halachic structure, which is the derech achila of kings? Or are we creating halachic structure, which is the chafza of the sudas malachim? What is the halachic derech, which is being... The halachic, you know, the form, which is being set up based upon kings? The din of the derech achila, which goes to the gavra? Or is it the din of the chafza of the meal? But now, and if that's the case, you can't have both of them because they're different halachic, they're different derech achilas. Those are derech achila of freedom. Those are two different derech achilas. You can't go join those together. But the Tosa thing is the answer is no, it's not saying do this formula of derech achila, this formula, or this formula because kings do that, or this formula because kings do that. Rather, it's saying be like a king. Derech malachim means the gavra should be knowing like a king. And the gavra of a king is knowing sometimes this one and sometimes that one. So therefore they could coexist. And they're just, each gemara is telling you different facets of that niyog. So they're really, which one's derech malachim? They're both derech malachim. Derech malachim is usually, or first, he chooses what he wants. And another derech malachim is that they eat prestigiously. They eat as l'chardo. And how do they decide? Well, they have a pecking order. First they go with what they want, and if they don't want, then they do the other one. But they're really both derech malachim. They're two different derech malachims, and they coincide in the gavra of malach, and he'll the halacha of lamashka, the gedula, means that he has to eat it as if he's a malach. So he has to bring a cat into play, both of those. And Tosus is showing you, right, the two gemaras are painting a picture, and you have to learn them together. So let's just leave for tomorrow. We'll do the Rambam. The Rambam depends on the area, right? So it depends on the area. Did you still talk to the Rambam? So the Rambam learns it depends on the area. When it comes to Tamanaskun, you do Tzulichardo. When it comes to Karbanos, you do whatever they want. Okay, that's his resolution of the Gemara. He doesn't have to shove each Gemara into each other. He just basically learns his two separate sugyas. Right? So our question is, what's the sense of that? What's the sense of going by one and one? You know, it's nice, it's smooth, but what's the sense of it? You have to give sense to it. And then, I don't know if that's going to take us all time, then we can do the next Gemara. We'll see what we get to tomorrow. But the next Gemara is, it's an interesting Gemara. It says there's 24 minus going up, and any Kohen is not a Baki, and then you don't give him a Matana. Okay, and then the Gemara rejects it, says it's not true. But what's the sense? It's funny, like, what's going on there? So, I mean, maybe we'll, maybe we'll do tomorrow, we'll set that whole thing up. I mean, there's a few steps in the Gemara there. So maybe we'll go through and try to set it up for next week, and I'll see.